start off first saying that I thank each and every one for your prayers. I covered each and every one of them. It's been a hard season for the last 2.5 months, but I know without any doubt the Lord is the God who healeth these. He is the God who stands before you when the enemy says no. He says yes. I had spent some time in the Lord in the morning for a good while, but one day that he gave this here word to me, and I hope that you can understand when the Lord speaks to you that you know that you know that you know. That's all I could say. I know this is what he had that he spoke for me, and I knew it was for me at this time. And I said to the Lord, I says, Lord, this is a great word. I would like to share that. And that's all I left. I left it alone like that there. So what the Lord has spoken to me, I want to share with you that he blessed me, that he may bless you. And I pray that the Lord will open your ears to hear what his spirit is saying to you right now. So I'm going to open up with the verse, and it says in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Casting all your cares upon him. So I start out, says, there's a divine whisper echoing in your life today. One that breaks through the noise of fear and confusion, of uncertainty. It's the voice of God, tender yet firm, saying, trust me with what you cannot control. These are words, not just an invitation. They are a lifeline and reminder that you were never meant to carry the weight of the unknown. Think about it. How many sleepless nights you spent in praying, replaying scenarios in your mind, trying to figure out what's next? How often have you gripped it so tightly to the illusion of control, only to find that life has a way of unraveling the best laid plans? God sees your struggles, your exhaustion and your desperation to make sense of all the chaos. And yet he doesn't ask you to fix it. He asks for you to trust in him. This is not a call to passive acceptance, but a declaration that the one that holds the universe also holds your life in his hands. And if he can command the galaxies, he can certainly command the details of all your situations. So that weight that's in your heart, it isn't the heaviness that presses against your soul whispering. It's the heaviness that presses against your soul and whispering dots. It's planting fears and reminding you that the things that you cannot control, things that you cannot change. Feels like that you're standing in the middle of a storm with the winds howling and the waves crashing, and there's no way to steer the ship. But here's what God's saying. He's saying to you today, trust me with what you cannot control. He's asking you to not to figure out everything, nor is he expecting you to carry it all on your own. Instead, he is asking you to let go, because where your hands fail, his hands prevail. This is not an invitation to relinquish the burden that you were never meant to carry. To bear things of, just think of bearing things in a clenched fist that you hold on to so tightly. You keep holding on and you keep holding on to it. It begins to hurt, so, and your mind continues to go and wander because you want to hold on, you want to control everything that you think that you can control. So what that happens is to trying to tell you that control is beyond your own power. The more you hold on, the more painful it becomes. So as you can see your fence, as you're grasping it and it gets tighter and tighter, there's more and more pain there. Release your hand, open your fingers and relax, and you'll feel the relief. This is what happens when you surrender your fears, doubts, and uncertainties to the God. It doesn't mean that the chaos around you would disappear, but it does mean that you will find clarity among the storm. When you stop striving and starting to trust, you create a space for God's peace to fill your heart. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 promises that when we present our concerns to God with thanksgiving, His peace, which passes all depending, surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. This is what the Lord is saying. He says, bring it to me. I'll walk you through this here. I'll give you your peace. Self-reliance is everywhere. Everywhere you turn, you're told to take control. Plan ahead, secure your future, but the truth is that no amount of planning or preparation you have for uncertainties in life, sudden diagnosis of a financial loss, setback, a relationship that falls apart, these are all reminders that the control is an illusion. Yet society conditions you to believe that if you try hard enough, you can manage it all by yourself. This lie becomes a heavy burden, leaving you feeling inadequate and overwhelmed. So when life doesn't go as you planned, but God is saying, my child, you were never meant to carry this weight. Let it go. Imagine standing at the base of a mountain trying to see what lies ahead. You picture this big mountain, you're standing there, it's full of rock, and all you could see in front of you is this mass of rock and boulder that you think that I can never overcome this. But now, picture what God sees. He sits high above, seeing not just the mountain, but He sees the valleys, the rivers, the plains that stretches out and beyond. It's that His perspective on your life, what feels like a roadblock to you is just a bend in the road to Him. He sees the connection and the timing and the purpose that you cannot. Trusting in Him with what you cannot control means resting in the assurance that His vantage point is perfect. He doesn't just see the next step. He sees the destination. And His plans for you are good, even when they don't line up with your own expectations. There is a difference between surrender and defeat. When you surrender to God, you're not throwing in the towel. You're laying it at His feet. You're saying, God, I trust You that You know better than I. Letting go doesn't mean that you stop praying or caring. It means you stop carrying what was never meant for you to bear. For you do not bear, caring is what was never meant. For you to bear it, it's choosing faith over fear. Okay, trust over control and peace over panic. It's when we put our faith above the fear, the panic, and we put our trust in Him. That's where our faith comes into play, that we put in our trust on to the Lord. Now, there's a strange and beautiful freedom that comes with this surrender. It's all the weight that you've been carrying, all the sleepless nights, the endless worries. When you place that in God's hand, you find rest for your soul. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Remember that. That doesn't just happen overnight, but it's built through the history of God's faithfulness. Think back to when you thought that all was lost, yet God made a way. Maybe it was a financial breakthrough, a healing, a relationship restored. Those moments were just not coincidences. They were markers of His faithfulness. So trusting in God with all that you cannot control is easier when you remember how He showed up in the past. Look back through your life and see all that what the Lord has brought you through. Stop and think about it. All the sicknesses, all the decisions you have to make, all the turmoil. Just look back and remember that it was Him that brought you through this. Remember how He showed up in the past. Psalm 77 says, I will remember all the miracles long ago. That's what the Lord is saying. Look back and see what I have done for you. It's those little things that we just take for granted that is, oh yeah, that's going to happen. No, it's God's hand involved in that. So let your memories of God's faithfulness fuel your faith for what lies ahead. You might be wondering, why does it feel like my prayers are unanswered? But let me remind you, God sees the entire tapestry of your life, not just the thread you're holding on to right now. His perspective is limitless. What you perceive as the delay might be His divine protection. What looks like a detour might actually be the most direct path to your blessings. How many times we go down the road and we see a sign, detour? Right away we say, oh, it's taking up my time. I got to go somewhere else. This is taking up my time. I got to be in this place. But what God's saying is this detour is there for a purpose. Yeah, we know that this here bridge might be out and we have to go around. But that's what He's speaking in our lives. When we see detours, the red flags show up in our life, then we see that we have to go around it. It's God's way of saying that believe in me and my understanding. He says, this is actually might be the most direct path toward your blessing. So we trust Him, not in understanding every detail. It's about the believing that the one who created the universe knows what He's doing in your life. Even when the skies look dark, remember, God is working behind the scenes. So many times we have trials and tribulations and we come and say, where are you, God? When are you going to touch me? When are you going to heal me? Little do we know that He never leaves us or forsakes us. He is always there. He's working things out when we cannot even see. Every time you come to the end of your strength, God steps in with His, and your ability to control the situation isn't a failure. Lord, this is an opportunity for His power to manifest over your life. So when you feel like giving up and when you're tempted to throw in the towel, pause and consider this. The very thing that seems impossible to you is a platform for God to perform the miraculous in your life. Something powerful happens when you trust God with the things that you cannot control. In the midst of all your surrender, God moves. He works in ways which you cannot see. He's breaking through barriers and making a way where there seems to be no way. Excuse me for my drippy nose. That's another thing on top of the Lyme disease. Psalm 121 verse 2 declares, my help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. Breakthrough is often a birth through your faithfulness and trust in God. God's power is not your own. As you trust Him with what you cannot control, you create an opening for God to move in that what He is amazed what He will do. That's what we keep bringing our faith to it. Yes, we say, Lord, I believe, I believe, I believe. I keep standing, I keep standing. But you know what? The enemy always keeps coming in. He always throwing that dot in your mind. And that's why the Lord says, put on the armor of God. Put on a helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation protects your mind from every disease, from every dot, every harm that enters in. Because as I heard the Lord say from another teaching, that the shepherds would anoint their head, pour oil over the sheep's head to prevent the flies from getting into their brains and destroying their brains, you know. So this is what the Lord's saying. When we put the helmet of salvation on, we're protecting our minds. He's protecting our minds from the dots, from the disease, and everything else. So that's where our faith comes in. So when the enemy comes at you, and he comes at you no matter what you're doing, but that's where you stand and put on the armor of God. You put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, and you shod your feet with the gospel of peace. Okay, we'll put on the shield of faith, but then we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the Lord. That's what he's declaring. His word is always powerful. His word will never fail you, will not return void. So this breakthrough is often birthed through our faith and our trust in God's power. Not our own. As we trust with him, we cannot control, you create an opening for God to move in ways that will amaze you. Your breakthrough is just on the other side of your trust. So, right now, is what I feel that what we heard the Lord say to us, we want to declare today and speak these words, knowing that out loud and declaring that we are making a choice to release our grips and to surrender. So, I believe that as we say this together, that we're declaring what God's word says over us. So I choose right now to let go of what I cannot control. I surrender my worries and trust God with them. I believe his timing is perfect and his plan is good. I release the weight of control and trust his plans over all. Amen. Continuing on, like when life feels like it's unstable and we continue to cling to his promises. The Bible is filled with declaration of his faithfulness. Hebrews 13, verse 5, I will never leave you or forsake you. Romans 8, 28, we know that all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord. These aren't just words, they are unshakable truths. There are waves that rise up and winds that roar. Anchor yourself in his promises. How many times do we just open up God's word and say, oh, we read that, and it says, yeah, we keep reading, and we keep reading. My ways are not your ways. His ways are not our ways. We continue to read the word, and we read it, and we just pass over what God's promises are. There's so many promises in his word. If we just stop and say, wow, ask questions. Remember Pastor Rob said, ask questions. If you sit there and ask questions, you will get the answer. His word is strong and powerful. So as you anchor in his word and his promises, they will hold you steady. Now, your emotions, are they valid? A little bit, but they're not always truthful. Fear, anxiety, and doubt may scream for your attention, but faith, that's what whispers a deeper truth in God is still in control. Faith isn't about denying your feelings. It's about choosing to trust God. Even when you don't feel his presence, he is there. even when you can't see His hand at work. Sometimes what feels like chaos in your life is really God rearranging the pieces for a greater narrative. Let's take a look at Joseph. He could have questioned God when he was thrown into the pit by his brothers, or when he was imprisoned unfairly. But it seemed like a series of unfortunate events was God aligning everything for his purpose in the end. 17 years Joseph went through that. But Joseph declared, "But what you meant for good, God meant for what?" No, and I'm excited. Anyway, what God meant? Let me start again. But what was meant for evil, God meant it for good. I got that straight there. Now that evil was turned around, because God seen the bigger picture. He saw what his will that had to be done, his purpose for Joseph and many others to live, that their lives may be spared and Israel's great nation may come forth. Now that the same God who turned Joseph's trials into triumph is the same God who's working in your life. Now when the disciples were caught in a storm, panicking, and their boat was tossed by waves to and fro, Jesus was asleep. You say, why was Jesus asleep? Because he wasn't worried. He's the same God that calmed that storm is the same God who's with you in your storm. He's not overwhelmed by your circumstances. He is sovereign over them all. So trusting in Him what you cannot control means that the winds and the waves still know His name. It is acknowledging that even when you feel like you're sinking, His hand is reaching out to pull you up. You're not alone in that storm. You're not at the mercy of the waves. You are held by the One who commands the waves. Remember, He commands a wave. He has authority. So, Father, as we come before You today, Lord, with open hearts, we acknowledge now that You are in control, that we are limited in our understanding. In our abilities, we confess that we often try to hold on to the control, thinking that if we just work a little harder, worry long enough, we can make everything work out. But Lord, we know that it is not that way that You have called us to live. You are the creator of the universe, and Your ways are higher than ours. So we surrender all our needs and controls, and uncontrollables we place it all in Your hands. God, we put Your trust in You that You see the biggest picture. So when we see chaos, we trust that Your timing is perfect. Even when it feels like we aren't moving in the way that we hope, we know that You are with us, and we know that Your hand holds our future. And we know that You are able in every trial to turn it into a testimony. So, Lord, teach us to lean not on our own understanding, but to trust in You and all Your ways. We pray, Lord, for strength, for peace, and for patience. As we surrender our worries to You, help us to remember that we are not alone in this journey, that You are walking with us. You guide us and You carry us through each moment. Uncertainties and when fear arises, that we hear Your small voice whispering, trust Me. Trust Me with what you can't control, and may the truth bring forth comfort and assurance to your hearts. So, Lord, we thank You for Your unending love, Lord, for Your faithfulness, for Your grace. Your grace is sufficient for every moment, so let Your light shine through us in Jesus' name. And Psalm 46 says, be still that know I am God. Focus on what God has called you, what you hear His still voice. Let's go back to last week. I remember Pastor Rob had up there, says, take off your sandals, for this is holy ground. I was looking at that up on the screen, and what I heard God saying, he says, he is holy. There's no doubt about that, and I'm sure Rob will bring more before that. But what I heard the Lord saying, he says, let me do the walking. You take off your shoes just like Moses did. He called Moses to do great things, but Moses was only there to be obedient and bring forth. It was God that made toward the miracles. It was God that made through. It was God that walked him through that. So when I hear the Lord saying he's bringing restoration, he's bringing blessings, answered prayers, and I hear him bringing a great breakthrough that's coming. But we have to understand that God has called us for this time. He has called his ecclesia to stand up and stand with him. So many times we get comfortable. How many times that we see that we're content in many things that we just come in and we're content with everything. We're comfortable. We don't like change. I don't like change at all. I mean, I'm comfortable. I'm content with what I have right now. But the Lord, he is saying, get out of your comfort zone. We cannot just continue to sit and do things over and over and over and expecting different results. The Lord is stretching us out to go beyond that, what in our comfort zone. It's just like a friend told me, he says, it's like a balloon. When we blow a balloon up, okay, we blow it up and we just get a little bit of stretch out of that balloon. Ah, okay, we're comfortable with that little bit of stretching. But when we continue to blow in there and continue to stretch that balloon out further and further, that's what the Lord is saying. Trust me. I will be there. I will lead you through this. I will guide you. All through this here message today, God says, give it to me. It's not that we give up and throw things out. But we have to know who we are in God. We have to come to an understanding. We are sons and daughters of the Most High Living God. Let me share a verse with you in Ephesians. It says, blessed be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Every spiritual blessing. This is what the Lord says. We have to know who we are in Christ. Christ suffered for us. He died for us, and he gave us his authority. He gave us keys. He gave us authority over the enemy. Use it. So many times, we sit and we read that verse and say, oh, yeah, in heavenly place is fine. That, we have to stop and think. And he says, and verse 17, it says, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, we ask that we may have spiritual wisdom and understanding. We have to know what God is saying, what he's speaking to his church right now. We have to have an understanding and a will to go forth and not just sit in our comfort zone. We have to get out of our comfort zone right now. That's what God is saying. Okay. Many of us, we're not aware that we are filled with the very glory of God. We are the light of God. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are the temple of the living God and the Spirit of God dwells within you? Do you not know that you are the Holy of Holies? This is God's word here. He didn't just put this in. He said, well, I've got a couple extra spaces. I'm going to put this in. This is his truth. This is what we have to stand on. We constantly let the enemy run over us, rickshaw, for no purpose because we have the authority. God gives it to us. We often forget how powerful the Holy Spirit is in us. Stop and think. God stood at heaven and he looked at the darkness and he says, let there be light. Think about that. He spoke that. That's what we have to do to his word. We have to declare. We have to speak what God's word's saying to us. It's the same power that resurrected Jesus. Okay? It's the same power. And our Lord been dealing with me for quite a few years right now that same power that was spoken and said, let there be light, and created everything else, is the same power that lives within us. We have that authority. It's unlimited. We just have to release it. And we release it by his word. His word is destructive to all the darkness. His word is a lightning sword that has supernatural power to overcome all the darkness. So when we release it in confidence and we speak his word, we have authority and he will back us up. What we bind here on earth is bind in heaven. What we loose on earth is loosened in heaven. That's just not a play in words. That is God's truth. His word will not return void to us. So right now, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered, and those who hate him will flee before him. I'm almost finished. Beloved, not only the Lord says, I am with you, but I have unlimited resources to help you. So look beyond the ways that things appear and take courage. Stand and keep standing. And when you continue to stand, you stand some more. So what the Lord, he laid this on my heart. And it's a lot different when you're one-on-one with the Lord and you're talking to him and you're asking questions and you get answers in different ways from different situations. I don't know if you can understand this, but when you continue to spend more and more time with the Lord and seek his face and see his kingdom, he will give you more and more of him. So I hope that you had a blessing to what he has spoke to me, that it will bless you. But I do hear the Lord saying that he wants to spend time for those who have his cares. Come up here, we'll pray, we'll deliver his word to you, we'll speak his word over you, we'll pray his blessing upon you, and if anybody has a need, we'll come up and we'll pray for you right now.